Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Northern Ireland High Court weighs legalized abortion. A high court in Northern Ireland could soon legalize abortion in cases of life-threatening fetal disability. On January 30th and 31st, the High Court of Justice in Belfast, Northern Ireland, heard oral arguments in a case concerning a 28-year-old woman named Sarah Ewart, who traveled to England back in 2013 to procure an abortion. Ewart's unborn child had been diagnosed with a serious congenital disorder. The case brought before the High Court of Justice seeks to legalize abortion in Northern Ireland in cases where the unborn child is suffering from a severe or life-threatening disability. Abortion is illegal in Northern Ireland, except in cases to preserve the life of the mother or in cases where there are severe risks to the mother's physical or mental health. Northern Ireland is the last remaining country in the United Kingdom that does not permit abortion on demand. Ireland, a country which borders Northern Ireland to the south and west, legalized abortion late last year on demand, up to 12 weeks and later in cases of health and fetal disability. Ewart's lawyer, Adam Straw, argued that Northern Ireland's law banning abortion violated Ewart's rights under Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, an important European human rights treaty. Article 8 of the Convention guarantees the right to respect for an individual's privacy and family life. Attorney General for Northern Ireland John Larkin defended Northern Ireland's law prohibiting abortion, retorting that legalizing abortion in cases of serious fetal disability would constitute a violation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And I quote, "The unborn child belongs to the human race. Selecting out some unborn children for abortion on the basis of disability is prohibited," Larkin told the court. Indeed, the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities has said as much. The committee is the body tasked with monitoring the implementation of the ICRPD treaty. In 2017, in a written statement, the committee criticized the draft document for the UN Human Rights Committee's General Comment No. 36, which had called on states to legalize abortion in cases, end quote, where the fetus suffers from fatal impairment, end quote. The CPRD condemned the authorization of abortion targeting the unborn with disabilities, stating, "Laws which explicitly allow for abortion on grounds of impairment violate the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities." The UK's official name is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It comprises Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales. The UK is bound by international treaty to observe both the European Convention and the ICRPD. The ICRPD has also been ratified by the European Union. Under the Human Rights Act of 1998, UK residents can sue for their rights under the European Convention in domestic court rather than having to appeal their cases to the European Court of Human Rights. Ewart's case was argued before Mrs. Justice Keegan of the High Court. At the conclusion of the hearings, Mrs. Justice Keegan reserved judgment on the case and will hand down a judgment at a future date. Regardless of which way the case goes, the decision is likely to be appealed to the Northern Ireland Court of Appeal, the country's highest court of appeal. After the Court of Appeal, the case may again be appealed to the UK Supreme Court and possibly, subsequently, to the European Court of Human Rights. Ewart's aborted child has been diagnosed with anencephaly, a serious congenital disorder where a child is missing parts of the brain and skull. While the disorder is usually fatal, infants born with anencephaly have been known to defy all odds and survive even to their first birthday and bring great joy to their families. This is barbaric, Bernie Smith of the pro-life organization Precious Life told The Guardian. The push to legalize abortion in the country, and I quote, is wrong and it should never be introduced here in Northern Ireland, he said. Ewart and her attorney filed the case with a high court in Belfast after a decision by the UK Supreme Court last summer. There, the court found that Northern Ireland's laws prohibiting abortion in cases of rape, incest, and life-threatening fetal disability were a violation of Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights. However, the court stopped short of overturning Northern Ireland's abortion laws on a technicality. The Supreme Court case was brought by the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission, NIHRC. The court found that the commission lacked standing in the case because it could not claim to be a victim. The commission had originally brought the case before the High Court of Justice back in 2015. The High Court had then ruled that Northern Ireland's laws banning abortion were a violation of Article 8 of the European Convention. Following the High Court's 2015 decision, the Northern Ireland Department of Justice, along with the Attorney General, successfully appealed the case to the Northern Ireland Court of Appeal on June 29, 2017. That court found that the legal status of abortion was a matter for the Northern Ireland legislature to decide, not the courts. In June 2018, the UK Supreme Court reversed the Court of Appeal's decision, finding that Northern Ireland's laws banning abortion were a violation of Article 8 of the European Convention. However, because the NIHRC could not claim to be a victim, Northern Ireland's laws remain intact. To overcome this legal technicality, Ewart and her attorney subsequently filed a new case alleging that she had been a victim of Northern Ireland's abortion ban. The Supreme Court has found that Northern Ireland's abortion law violates Article 8 of the European Convention. However, the European Court of Human Rights has never ruled that states are required by the Convention to legalize abortion in cases of fetal disability or in cases of rape and incest. According to that court, the legal status of abortion is a matter for states alone to decide. The court has made it clear that states under the European Convention are allowed a broad margin of appreciation to pass laws banning abortion. The court has never found any state in violation of Article 8 because of a government's decision to make abortion illegal in cases of life-threatening fetal disability. This has been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.